When you think about energy drinks, you probably think about physical performance. But what if you could have a mental edge too? Don't Quit is one of the only energy drinks on the market that contains a powerful ingredient called Cognizin that has been clinically studied to improve your focus, attention, and overall brain health. That's why Don't Quit is one of the fastest growing energy drinks in the country. Don't let the wrong ingredients knock you down. Fuel your perseverance with Don't Quit energy drinks. Get yours now at Amazon.
Hey, gorgeous, it's Paris Hilton. Get the party started with my new album, Infinite Icon, out now. And stream the new single, Bad Academy.
Welcome to the Bad Academy.
I wanted this album to be an escape, to take people to a happy place where they can heal and party in equal measure. And most of all, be your own unapologetic icon. Listen on iHeartRadio and visit infiniteicon.com to order the album. Sponsored by 1111 Media.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Take a deep dive into the stories making the news headlines across the world.
The News Agents.
We're not just here to tell you what's happening, but why. From me, Emily Maitlis.
And me, John Sopel.
With Global's award-winning podcast, The News Agents, dropping daily, covering everything you need to know about politics and current affairs.
And The News Agents USA, following every twist and turn in the race for the White House.
Listen to The News Agents on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Roku has what you need to make your college home away from home feel more like your own. Make your dorm the place to be with Roku TV. Or bring a Roku streaming stick to easily access all your favorite free and premium content like iHeartRadio. Stream your favorite playlist with the Roku Vibe Setting Smart Light Strips to sync your music to millions of colors and make your dorm feel more like you. Make your dorm the place to be with Roku TV, streaming players, and smart lights. Head to Roku.com or your favorite retailer to deck out your dorm.
And we continue with Our American Stories. Up next, we continue with our recurring series about the curious origins of everyday sayings. Here to join us again is Andrew Thompson, as he continues to share another slice from his ultimate guide to understanding the stories, the mysteries of the English language. Take it away, Andrew.
The whole nine yards means the entire amount or as far as much as possible. And that's a phrase with disputed origins. It's similar to the expression dressed to the nines, and some say it relates to the best suits being made from 9 yards of fabric. But the more likely origin is actually military-based. During World War II, the American fighter planes used 50-caliber machine guns that were fired from the doors by the gunners. The ammunition used by these guns were linked together on belts that were exactly 9 yards long. So if a target was shot at with the full belt of ammunition, it was said that they were being given the whole 9 yards. A wild goose chase is a fruitless chase for something or a hopeless quest, and it has its origins in early horse racing. The sport developed in England in the 16th century, and its earliest form was much different to what we see today, because a race began with a lead horse being set off, the rider taking any direction he chose, and then the other riders were sent off in pursuit, leaving at precise regular intervals. The pursuing horses and riders didn't know exactly which route the lead rider had taken, so they all set off in different directions like wild geese trying to follow their leader. Shakespeare then used the expression in his play Romeo and Juliet, and that popularised it. To win hands down means to win easily with little effort, and it's another phrase that comes from horse racing. When riding, a jockey needs to keep a tight rein on his horse to encourage it to run. But when a jockey's so far ahead of the competition that he can loosen the rein and still win without needing his whip, he can place both hands back on the reins and rest them down comfortably. He can then canter to the finish line and win hands down. Without batting an eyelid means to take a situation in your stride or not show any emotional response. And it's always used in the negative, and it's another expression that derives from the linguistic world. The word bat comes from bait, an obsolete English word, which comes from the old French word battre, meaning to beat the wings or flutter. So when a person reacted to something of note without showing any surprise or emotion, to the extent that they didn't even blink or flutter an eyelid, it was said that they didn't bat an eyelid. To wreak havoc means to cause major destruction or confusion, and it began in 13th century France, where the expression cry a havot was a military call that battlefield generals would yell, havot meaning plunder, so to cry a havot meant the battle was won and the soldiers could begin looting. The phrase then reached England by the 14th century, where it evolved to cry havoc, and then the expression was used by Shakespeare in a number of his plays, which brought it to the mainstream, where it was adapted to wreak havoc. The wrong end of the stick means to misunderstand a situation entirely, and it's got pretty disgusting origins. It began with the toilet habits of ancient Rome. The Romans used communal toilets where people sat side by side to discuss the day's events. Toilet paper hadn't been invented, so to address personal hygiene issues, a cloth or sponge was tied to one end of a short stick, which was passed from person to person. It was obviously important to pay close attention when picking up or being passed the stick, because nobody wanted to get the wrong end of the stick. To get out of the wrong side of the bed means that someone's in a bad mood. And it's an expression that began in ancient Rome, and it's very similar to the saying to set off on the wrong foot, where the Romans believed that anything on the left was evil, including the bed. They had a real superstition that nefarious spirits lay on the left-hand side of the bed during the night, and if someone was to get out on that side, they would be forced to pass through those spirits, whose sinister ways would influence the person during the day, affecting their judgment and putting them in a bad mood. This negative influence would continue until the next morning, when the person got out of the bed on the right. You can run but you can't hide means you can try to escape something but you'll eventually be caught. And it owes its origins to the great heavyweight boxer Joe Louis, known as the Brown Bomber. In 1941, he fought Billy Conn, a much lighter and faster boxer. And behind on the scorecard, Louis eventually knocked Conn out in the 13th round. Then still champion in 1946, Louis fought a rematch with Conn. Remembering how close Louis had come to losing his belt in the first bout, boxing writers asked Louis how he could combat Conn's fast hit-and-run strategy. Louis responded, "He can run, but he can't hide." And Louis won the fight by knockout in the 8th round. "You scratch my back and I'll scratch yours" means to do someone a favour if they do one for you. And it has its origins with the British Navy. During the 17th century, the punishments meted out to sailors for being drunk or absent or disobedient were severe. And one of the main forms of punishment was the lashing with the cat o' nine tails whip, which had multiple strands that caused severe pain. The common practice was to tie the offender to the ship's mast in full view and have him flogged by another crew member. The crew members came to an understanding that they would only deliver light lashes and merely scratch the other's back, knowing that they would receive similar leniency if their turn came to be flogged later in the voyage. "Your name is Mud" means a person who is unpopular or out of favour. And it began in 1865 when John Wilkes Booth assassinated President Abraham Lincoln by shooting him in the Ford Theatre in Washington. Booth broke his leg while escaping and managed to ride his horse to the house of Dr. Samuel Mudd, that's M-U-D-D. Mudd was ignorant of the grave events that had just unfolded and provided Booth with the medical assistance he needed. Mudd learned of the shooting the next day and contacted the police, but he was arrested, convicted of conspiracy to murder and sentenced to life in jail. He was pardoned and released in 1869, but the public never forgave him and his name was forever tarnished. To say your ship has come in means you become rich and successful, and it dates from the mid-1800s and is a seafaring expression, as the expression suggests. A man might spend all his money in building a ship, fitting it out and hiring a crew. The ship would then set sail for a long voyage in the hope of recouping the money. It may be away for years at a time, and the investor, unable to communicate with the captain, would never be sure if he'd see his money again or even the ship again. It would only be when the ship reappeared that he would know the outcome. If laden with a cargo of valuables from faraway places, it would be said that his ship had come in.
And a terrific job on the production and editing by our own Greg Hengler. And a special thanks to Andrew Thompson. His book, Hair of the Dog to Paint the Town Red. Get it at Amazon or the usual suspects. You won't put it down. You can open it up to almost any letter in the alphabet and you'll just start laughing. The story of the origins of everyday sayings here on Our American Stories. Lee Habib here, the host of Our American Stories. Every day on this show, we're bringing inspiring stories from across this great country. Stories from our big cities and small towns. But we truly can't do this show without you. Our stories are free to listen to, but they're not free to make. If you love what you hear, go to OurAmericanStories.com and click the donate button. Give a little, give a lot. Go to OurAmericanStories.com and give.
When you think about energy drinks, you probably think about physical performance. But what if you could have a mental edge, too? Don't Quit is one of the only energy drinks on the market that contains a powerful ingredient called Cognizant that has been clinically studied to improve your focus, attention, and overall brain health. That's why Don't Quit is one of the fastest-growing energy drinks in the country. Don't let the wrong ingredients knock you down. Fuel your perseverance with Don't Quit energy drinks. Get yours now at Amazon.
Hey, gorgeous, it's Paris Hilton. Get the party started with my new album, Infinite Icon, out now, and stream the new single, Bad Academy.
Welcome to the Bad Academy.
I wanted this album to be an escape, to take people to a happy place where they can heal and party in equal measure, and most of all, be your own unapologetic icon. Listen on iHeartRadio and visit infiniteicon.com to order the album. Sponsored by 1111 Media.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Take a deep dive into the stories making the news headlines across the world.
The News Agents.
We're not just here to tell you what's happening, but why. From me, Emily Maitlis.
And me, John Sopel.
With Global's award-winning podcast, The News Agents, dropping daily, covering everything you need to know about politics and current affairs.
And The News Agents USA, following every twist and turn in the race for the White House.
Listen to The News Agents on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Roku has what you need to make your college home away from home feel more like your own. Make your dorm the place to be with Roku TV. Or bring a Roku streaming stick to easily access all your favorite free and premium content like iHeartRadio. Stream your favorite playlist with the Roku Vibe Setting Smart Light Strips to sync your music to millions of colors and make your dorm feel more like you. Make your dorm the place to be with Roku TV, streaming players, and smart lights. Head to Roku.com or your favorite retailer to deck out your dorm.